another week with no football and another episode of the From the Nosebleeds podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Thomas Parker, and as always, joined by Thomas Coburn and producer Paolo Gismondi here for season three, episode three of the From the Nosebleeds podcast. We have a big slate today. We've teased the quarterback carousel for a long time now. On to the quarterback carousel now. You ready to go here? Well, this has been what?
The second annual
quarterback carousel. I think the quarterback carousel might have been our last episode last year before everything sort of hit the fan. We got shut down. That was back when we were in the studio. Now, of course, sort of a virtual setting over here. But I feel it's best to start with the biggest domino. Deshaun Watson has been the biggest prize all offseason long. The drama that's surrounded Watson and Houston, and is he worth 3 first round picks? Is he worth 4 first round picks? Which team is going to give this up for him? Which team needs him? Essentially, a lot depends on who acquires Deshaun Watson. So I think we should sort of base our quarterback carousel, because if you think he goes to Carolina, that sort of changes everything after that. Where if I think he goes to said team, that's also going to change everything. You know what I mean here? So yes. I think we'll throw to you first. Deshaun Watson lands where this offseason?
Okay. I'm going to say 49ers. Still the 49ers, even though the Panthers are starting to make, they want to make a big push. Apparently, who knows what that even means. But I almost feel like he might just end up staying in Houston. Like, I really think that, like, you know, if you asked me 3 weeks ago, is he going to be in Houston to start the year? I'd say no chance. Now I'm like, it's getting close to almost like 50-50 to me. You don't hear anything about trade talks. You hear maybe the Panthers doing something, but I don't know. It's a really weird situation. But I will say the 49ers, I think that's the best situation. Unless the Panthers blow them out of the water and just offer an unreal package for him, he could go to Carolina, but I'm reluctantly going to say the 49ers.
The 49ers are definitely, like, we talked about this before. If Deshaun Watson were to go to the 49ers, they're not just the favorites of the NFC. They're the clear-cut Super Bowl favorites because he makes them that much better if they were to upgrade at quarterback. Now, the area that I see with the 49ers is I almost believe that they think their team is good enough to win the Super Bowl without having to give up all that draft capital because, hey, they just made it to the Super Bowl just a season ago, really, and injuries were not kind to them this past year. The idea that Houston is really going to try and do everything they can to hold on to him is one that's growing on me. And like you said, trade talks haven't really accelerated. We haven't really heard anything coming out of this, any new developments on the story in the past week. The only thing that I'll say is I keep reading into the Carolina Panthers and how aggressive they're going to be and pretty much how they're set in stone on upgrading their quarterback position. I think they're really going to be the only team that's willing to risk it all and go all in and say, we're going to give our future away for this guy. So I think Carolina is going to tempt Houston, but you went 49ers. I think I'm going to be boring and say that Deshaun Watson stays in Houston. They don't trade him. They say, you know what? You're under contract here. You're playing for us next year.
Yeah. Here's another reason I think the 49ers too is, so you said if the 49ers get Watson, they're Super Bowl favorites. If the Panthers get Deshaun Watson and they're going to have to give up a ton, I don't know if they're still favored to win the division.
No, and you have every right to believe that. And
so is it worth it?
I've said before that I love the Panthers landing spot. I think it makes things exciting. An offense with DJ Moore, Christian McCaffrey, Robbie Anderson, if they hold on to Curtis Samuel, then you bring in Deshaun Watson. Like, a lot of weapons. The O-line sort of seems to be slowly getting there. They have some pieces. And the defense has a lot of young players that showed flashes last year. Jeremy Chinn being, I guess, that prized piece in the secondary. But you're right. Like, that Houston team that made it to the playoffs, with J.J. Watt, DeAndre Hopkins, Deshaun Watson, and put the pressure on the Chiefs going up 24-0, ultimately to just collapse. Is Carolina better than that team if they get Deshaun Watson? Like, I Carolina won, what, five games a year ago? Five games?
Yeah.
What's Deshaun Watson worth? Three wins, four? Like, it's a tough division. The Falcons can always give you some trouble just because they have an offense that can put up points. The Saints, I know they're in cap trouble. I know Drew Brees is most likely calling it a career. Still have a pretty decent roster. And we'll get to who we think their quarterback's going to be in a bit. And, of course, the Bucs, reigning Super Bowl champions. I think if Carolina acquires Watson, they're what, a nine-win team? 10 wins, maybe?
Ten wins max, yeah. I don't think they're reaching 11 wins. But, I mean, also it's like two, 3 years down the line, once that defense matures, it's like, okay, all of a sudden you might have a Super Bowl contender there. So it's essentially maybe not a trade for right now, but for 2 years down the line. You mentioned McCaffrey. He might be part of the package going back if they get Deshaun Watson. It might take something crazy. It could be McCaffrey and some picks. I don't know. But I think that's – to assume that McCaffrey would be there with Watson, I don't think is a safe assumption.
If Houston were to acquire Christian McCaffrey, first of all, in a PPR format fantasy league, he's scoring 75 points a game next year.
Barring injury.
Barring injury is – you're going to be holding your breath a lot because the poor guy is going to be getting 60 touches every single week. Houston has to learn their lesson. They traded one star for a running back before, trading DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson. It completely did not work out. Running backs, I'm sure you know where I stand on the position. They're incredible athletes. They add a ton of excitement. I understand why people fall in love with them. You look at the teams that have drafted running backs with a high draft pick in the past, none of them are close to competing for a Super Bowl. So if Carolina is somehow to use McCaffrey and avoid giving up your first round pick because of that, I think that's a no-brainer. I mean, I love Christian McCaffrey. He's a phenomenal player, but running back's a replaceable position.
You got McCaffrey,
They had Mike Davis
last
year, and he was decent.
McCaffrey and Henry are probably the only running backs I would ever – like right now that I would re-sign to a contract. Maybe Dalvin Cook, maybe. But it's not worth it.
It's such a tough position. And I sympathize with these guys because they put their bodies on the line. This is a position they get beat up pretty bad and their careers are not that long. And they want to capitalize on that. They want to get that big contract and they deserve it 100%. But the history is just not on their side. And that's where I stand in the position. I don't think McCaffrey is this valuable piece that Houston could use and say, you know, maybe it was worth it to give away Deshaun Watson. Not going to happen. But I guess unless you have any final words on D. Watt and that situation, we got to move on to our next subject over here.
Yeah, next quarterback. Here we go.
I think we'll go Jimmy Garoppolo next. Now, you had Deshaun landing with the 49ers. So I guess that means that Jimmy's out the door.
Jimmy Garoppolo is out the door. And I think it's a reunion with the Patriots. I don't believe the Patriots think that Stidham is the answer. I don't think that they think Cam is the answer. And listen, Garoppolo, very limited success when he was there, but he looked good. Everybody at the time was like, oh, it's the system. And then that was like that really – the Brady system QB crowd really got excited when Garoppolo was doing really well. And then I almost feel like it's overcorrected to where it's like Brady's the whole system. I don't think that's true. I think Garoppolo can really succeed in New England. And I think he instantly makes them an AFC East contender to win the division.
Yeah, that whole Brady is the system. People forget that New England's a very different team this year than they were with Brady, and the Bucs are a pretty loaded roster themselves. So there's definitely some something lost in translation there for sure. Just on the topic of this, I sort of forgot to preface this before we got into this. There are certain teams that just have unanswered questions, big question marks at the quarterback position going into this year. And where I stand on that, it's mostly, you know, Washington, the Patriots, the New Orleans Saints to a certain extent, Carolina, and the New York Jets. I didn't include Jacksonville in that just because to me it's such a sure thing that they're going to be taking a quarterback first overall, Trevor Lawrence. And then there's sort of teams like the Lions and the Falcons that might bite on quarterback, but might not. So that's sort of all factored in when giving these picks. Now, Jimmy Garoppolo, I want to send him to the Patriots because I think the guy can play. And I think that sort of reunion, like you said, would be a great idea. But I also believe if the 49ers don't get Deshaun, they won't be moving on from him. So by that logic, I have to keep him in San Fran.
Yeah, I don't, like you said, you don't have Deshaun going there. I think the 49ers will keep him even if they do draft a quarterback. I don't think they're, like if they were to trade up with the Lions, maybe even the Dolphins, who knows. I still think Garoppolo is the starter week one. So yeah, I think that's a no-brainer for you.
Next up, and one of the most intriguing names that we have is Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold's going to end up in Washington. I think the Jets are going to go, they're going to draft a guy, and unlike the Niners, I think he will be the week one starter. I think Darnold's gone. And I mean, in terms of value, I think there's maybe a second round pick there and maybe another pick, but yeah, I think Washington, they don't have a solidified QB. And they're in the position where they can kind of just take a flyer on Darnold and cross their fingers.
I really, really like that Washington selection. I think someone needs to give Sam Darnold another chance. When this guy was drafted by the New York Jets, I remember saying, being a Dolphins fan, knowing that he'd come to my division, I was not too happy at all. I still think he can play, and he was a super highly touted prospect. Washington is a team that they might be a quarterback away from being a seriously, seriously good team. We saw how good their defense was last year. Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson really popped. Love that pick. I'm going to go with a similar sort of choice in the NFC. Bring him to Chicago. Yep. That defense is not getting any younger. I don't think Mitch Trubisky can bring you any more than that sort of 8 or 9 win range. Even if they hold on to Trubisky, I still think Darnold, just bring in some sort of competition there because they need a different look at quarterback. I'm going to go Darnold to the Bears.
I like it. I mean, I don't like it as a Lions fan, but I think that's like Washington and the Bears are two solid spots where I think Darnold can kind of find his way with his career.
I just sort of want to see him in a situation where he has a chance. The system that was built around him in New York, terrible weapons, terrible offensive line, non-existent defense. If he doesn't work out, hey, he doesn't work out. But I at least feel he deserves a fair shot. And hopefully he gets that with at least one of the two teams that we predicted. One thing I was thinking about, and we did talk about this a little bit before we started today's episode, was last year we did the quarterback carousel episode around this time. And this year we sort of thought, yeah, we'll wait till it's closer to free agency. We did not really think that three of the biggest names, Stafford, Goff, and Carson Wentz, would all have been on the move as early as they were. So the names that we have this year aren't as polarizing or as big as the ones we had last year. But nonetheless, on to the next one. Second overall pick, Mitch Trubisky. Where you got this guy landing?
I have him staying in the NFC North and going to the Pack. No, yeah, I think he's staying with the Bears. It's tough. If I'm a Bears fan, I hate it, but they made the playoffs. And I think it's so tough. I think the Bears, everybody knows they drafted him so high. They traded up for him. They have that attachment to him. And I think that the ownership and the GM, everybody there, they think that they can kind of justify keeping him around, maybe signing him to a small deal, maybe 2 years, whatever, and just trying to make it work again. I think it's a terrible decision for the Bears, but I think he stays with the Bears.
Yeah. The thing with Trubisky is because they made the playoffs, if you move on from him, go in a different direction and regress, that's a big risk. And I know Trubisky's not the biggest name, but at the end of the day, if that's what's working, why move off of it? I know I said Darnold to the Bears is a great landing spot and one that I want to see. I also said that I think that could still work by keeping Trubisky there. Let them battle it out. Somehow they got to get rid of Nick Foles. They got to get rid of that contract. But I think Mitch Trubisky is at least going to get another shot in Chicago, but hey, it might end up being a backup role. Chicago just has a big, big headache, and they got to work some stuff out. But I guess that's all that I got to say on Trubisky. I know we were never sold on the Bears all season long.
Yeah, we called that one right. The many things we got wrong, the Bears we got right. And I think, listen, as soon as Trubisky's done in Chicago, I don't think he'll ever start again. I think he's a career backup, which isn't a bad gig, but I'm just saying.
Hey, like you said, we were wrong in a lot of things. That was not one of them. On to the next one. And a man that I hold very near and dear to my heart, Jameis Winston. I'm one of the biggest Jameis fans there are. So I'm hoping that you give him a starting role.
I do. I think he's going to be the starter for the Saints next year. Everybody talks about the cap hell that the Saints are in. And then stuff gets reworked, contracts get changed, and then everything always works out. The Saints have done it for years. And I mean, the Saints aren't the only team that does that, where it's like, oh, they're in cap hell. And then it's like, okay, it's not as bad as everybody thinks. I think that's the case here. I think, like, if I'm Jameis, you went there to learn. Breeze is done. You didn't know if that was going to be for sure. I don't think. Breeze is out the door, and now you got your wish. You get to work with Sean Payton. How many other coaches, if you're Jameis, do you want to work with that are better than him? Not many. I think he's a Saint.
I'm going to start sounding like a broken record here, just because I have yet another guy that I think is going to end up staying put in the team that he played with last year. But like you said, sign that one-year deal in New Orleans to learn. He got that experience. The whole thing with Jameis was the turnovers. If he could limit those turnovers, he can be not just a good quarterback. I think he could be an elite quarterback. I mean, his arm strength is incredible. He throws a great ball. He can air it out with the best of them. I mean, last year, the Dolphins were just so, so bad. And I had Jameis Winston in fantasy that I honestly just started watching Buccaneers games every single week. And it was some of the most exciting football I've ever seen. That was working with Bruce Arians, who has a different style than Sean Payton. I'm looking forward to him getting in that scheme under Payton, who had so much success with Breeze. Hopefully, you know, Breeze was known for his accuracy. Hopefully that translates somewhat. And if that's the case, I'm looking forward to watching the Saints next year, because they got one solid, solid roster.
And Michael Thomas, I think that'll be crazy to see Michael Thomas play with a quarterback who can just bomb it down the field. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's got to have a bounce back year next year for sure. Cam Newton, this is an interesting one because obviously he was in the media for a number of reasons this week. Firstly, I'm sure you saw that one of the most disrespectful things I've ever seen, the camper just blatantly disrespecting him to his face at his own camp. Yeah. That was the first sort of incident. And the second, he appeared on the I Am an Athlete podcast, which is hosted by Brandon Marshall. And he sort of said that he doesn't think there are 32 guys better than him. He thinks he should be a starter this season. Let's hear if you agree with him.
Well, I think I agree with that statement that I don't think there's 32 quarterbacks better than Cam. But mind you, If he's like 28, maybe, like, I truly think he's one of the worst starters in the league. But you have to look at the situation each team is in. So yes, you might be 30th, 27th, whatever. You might be better than Trubisky, but the situation for the Bears, it just makes sense that they stick with Trubisky. So I'll just roll right into what I was going to say. I think Cam is either going to, this is kind of a cop out, but I'm saying backup, or he doesn't play next year.
I'm sort of trying to find a place for him, because like you said, a team like, I don't know, you gave the Bears as an example. Let's say the Panthers, or like, I mean, he's not going back to the Panthers,
yeah.
But there are teams that, yeah, Cam Newton would be better than their starter, but they're taking a chance on a guy, or they want to go with a young rookie who needs to learn. They're sort of in that reset phase. Like, what does Cam bring you? He's not the future of any franchise, and he's not going to help a team win now. One landing spot that I think is kind of interesting is if he reunites with Ron Rivera in Washington. Would I do that if I were Washington? No. But I think because of the prior relationship between the two, of course, Cam won the MVP when Rivera was head coach. Maybe that can happen. It seems like he's not returning to Belichick. It's for me, it's so hard to find a place for him. I personally don't think he's a starting caliber quarterback anymore. I was a huge Cam Newton fan back in the day, but I just don't think that's the case anymore. I'm going to throw him to Washington just because I haven't filled their starting spot. Of course, they have the Taylor Heinicke, who just became a darling, won over everyone's hearts overnight in the playoffs against the Bucs. So I guess they can sort of battle it out there. Cam to the Washington football team.
Yeah, one last thing about Cam. I just don't – the big thing about why I don't think he might not play next year is I don't know if he's come to terms with the fact that the rest of his career, he's either going to be a backup or a bridge quarterback. Nobody, no serious contenders looking at him and no team that's looking to like rebuild and use him throughout the whole rebuild. It's not happening. It's that part of his career is done. It's a shame, but that's what it is.
I think that sort of style of quarterback, that mobile quarterback like Cam Newton, he's past his prime because what he used to do best was utilize his athleticism. Yeah, there was a time where he, you know, back in those Steve Smith days where he aired out a nice football, but at the end of the day, yes, he didn't have much to work with in New England, but he didn't really show anything that warranted another look or say, hey, you know, this could be something. Teams can compete with this guy. I think you nailed it there. He's a bridge guy. He's a guy that a team that maybe has a young quarterback like Washington with Heinicke, if they think he can be a starter, yep. He can learn things from Cam because he's an MVP and not too many guys can say that. But yeah, I'm going to throw him to Washington, but I'm really fence sitting here, but I don't disagree with your idea that he just might not play next year. We got a couple more left to go. And I think this one is very interesting in particular. You seem to be very high on this individual after one Thursday night football game against myself, Justin Herbert, and that's Marcus Mariota. I was never big on him, even when he was in Tennessee, but I don't know. Let's hear where you think he's going to land next season.
Okay, before I even say anything, you said Mariota. Is that how you say his name? It's Mariota. I say Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
Are you joking? Mariota,
you say like he's coming over to Nonna's house for
I thought
dinner.
It was Mariota. It's
Marcus Mariota.
But I don't know. It doesn't matter. Listen, what you said earlier about the Bears and how you could see – what quarterback was it that you said you could see going to the Bears?
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. To push Trubisky, I think Mariota – I'd like to see him, and I think it's a good spot for him. The Broncos, I think, you know, Mariota and Drew Lock push each other's, you know, fight for that starting job. Drew Lock certainly needs some competition. I think for his level of play recently, he's way too comfortable. It's kind of like, oh, we're good with him. If you bring in Mariota, that puts some pressure on him, and that might make him play better and turn into a legit starter in the league. Or if not, Mariota impresses, and maybe he takes over the starting job. But I think Mariota ends up on the Broncos.
Not bad. A division rival, Gruden and Mayock dealing to a division rival. I don't disagree with it. I think Drew Lock definitely does need someone to push him, like you said. Now, before I go on, Mariota? Is that how you say his name?
I think it's Mariota.
I don't want to be – I feel like I'm even disrespecting
Marcus.
You. Marcus.
Marcus. That's, where's Marcus
I think that's
going?
Even worse. I'm not trying to dodge any bullets here. Marcus Mariota.
There you go.
There's two landing spots that I think are intriguing, and I'm going to have to decide on one. Firstly, the New England Patriots with Bill Belichick. This guy was a second overall pick. Maybe he has something left in the tank. What better guy to get that out of him than Belichick himself? And the Carolina Panthers, they seem so sold on wanting to move on from Teddy Bridgewater. I think Trey Lance would be a perfect guy for them to target in the draft. That being said, I don't know if he's ready. So bring in a guy like Mariota and perfect guy to learn from, high pick himself. I'm going to decide on the Carolina Panthers with Mariota.
I'd like it. Yeah, kind of mentor. I think Trey Lance is going to end up with the Panthers. So yeah, that'd be a decent situation. And yeah, you're right. Trey Lance is definitely not ready to start. So it works out.
Last but certainly not least, Steady Teddy, I think is what they call him. Teddy Bridgewater. I guess I'll use another pun here. I think he's a perfect bridge quarterback. This is a guy that you know what you're getting when he steps in under center. Extremely conservative, but a solid veteran. He's overcome a ton in his career. I have a ton of respect for Teddy Bridgewater, and I really was rooting for him to succeed in Carolina this season. Unfortunately, I don't think it worked out. But Teddy Bridgewater plays for who next season?
Well, listen, you used a pun. I'll use a pun. All the rumors about he's leaving, whatever, it's all water under the bridge. What a great pun. I'm terrific. no, I think he stays in the Panthers and with the Panthers. And I think they draft Lance, and I think he continues to be the bridge quarterback. So there you go. Stays at the Panthers.
I mean, I had them going with Mariota, and then did I say it right again? Mariota?
Mariota, yeah, you got Mariota? It. Don't worry.
Perfect. I'm on a roll over here.
Yeah.
I had them going after him and then using, I guess, taking Lance, having him learn from him. So Teddy is going to be looking elsewhere next season. I think he goes to the New York Jets. I guess that's sort of the only team I have left that I think really needs a quarterback. And whoever they take at the number two, whether that be Zach Wilson, whether that be Justin Fields, whether that be Trevor Lawrence, if somehow, I think we talked about this last week, the Jags, they might be in on the Zach Wilson train. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with the NFL draft? But I think Teddy Bridgewater to the Jets, like you said, he's a good guy to learn from. And the Jets, who knows? They might not have their situation under control next year. This is a huge offseason for them. I wouldn't want to just sort of throw a number two overall pick, throw them to the Wolves. They should have learned from what happened with Sam Darnold. Teddy Bridgewater to the New York Jets.
Unbelievable. They probably win the division.
Probably. I mean, the Bills are just bound to take a step back next year. The Dolphins might draft Mac Jones at number three now that we had this development. So, hey, who knows what's going to happen next year? But that is going to complete our 2021 quarterback carousel. What do you think? Comparing it to last year's quarterback carousel episode, just the movement, the names in general, how does this one stack up?
I would be lying if I were to say that I remember who was on last year's QB carousel. I mean,
we had
no
Brady,
idea.
We had Rivers.
Oh, yeah.
I think a couple of them are repeat. Like Teddy Bridgewater was on the carousel last year. He's back on it again this year.
That's the question I was going to ask. Is there any repeat carousel?
Or James Winston's another.
No. Next year though. Yeah, Winston is another one. But next year, anybody on this list that we just said, are they on it again?
Trubisky's pretty much a lock. You can lock that in.
Trubisky, I think Cam.
Cam, yeah, Cam Trubisky. You could take that to the bank. Hey, Jimmy G, it might be his last. I mean, I said he's going to stay put in San Fran. Yeah. If that doesn't work out, I think they show him the door. So there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
Can't wait. 365 days until next year's carousel episode. So
Cam probably ends up on, I don't know, where do you think? Ottawa Red Blacks or Saskatchewan Rough Riders? I don't know. One of those two teams.
Hey, the Argos. I can't believe we never even talked about this. The Argos signed Martavis Bryant and Sean Oakman. So they're sort of putting together a bit of a super team there in the CFL. We might have to get season tickets and film some sort of video content at the Argos games. Especially to get Cam now.
Is there anything better than watching Cam Newton throw a bomb to Martavis Bryant on second down? Huge second down conversion.
But if you made it to the end of the show today, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Instagram. Like we mentioned early on, those live streams, we're going to be ramping them up. We're going to keep them coming for sure. And of course, wherever you get your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, make sure to leave us a comment and a rating and to subscribe to us on there. Make sure to subscribe to us on YouTube, comment, and do all that. And we will see you next week.
Have a good week, guys.